Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More information today on Wichita's latest homicide. We've got the story.
A plan to put fences around all Wichita elementary school playgrounds. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The summer solstice officially arrived at 5:07 a.m. this morning, and ironically, we have some of the coolest temperatures we've had in weeks. Our forecast is coming up.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department is investigating a fatal shooting in Andover. A woman believed to be in her 40s was killed around 10:45 Wednesday night at a residence in the 3200 block of North 159th Street East. No more details were immediately released. More information on Wichita's latest homicide. 30-year-old Lafayette Berryman was shot once in the upper torso and killed early Tuesday evening in a North Wichita parking lot near 21st and Grove. Police Lieutenant Todd O'Giles says a man and a woman were in a truck talking when Berryman and a female showed up in another car. There was possibly a fight and an argument in Berryman's car between the two. They both got out of the car. Berryman began yelling at the man in the truck, who was the ex-boyfriend of the woman with Berryman.
During this verbal argument, the suspect will pull a gun, and Mr. Berryman will start to back away from the truck towards his car when the shots are fired, striking the victim one time. At that time, the suspect left the scene, later called 911, later returned to the scene, where he was taken into custody.
30-year-old Leon Dukes was booked into jail on one count of second-degree murder. This is Wichita's 23rd murder case in 24 weeks this year.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach unsuccessfully sought a governor's pardon for an executive of a company that donated to Kobach and was among the sponsors of a fundraiser for him. Governor Jeff Collier denied the request this week. Police say the man threatened a cab driver with a gun to his head.
The Wichita School District is moving forward with a plan to spend nearly $250,000 to finish putting fences around all elementary school playgrounds. USD 259 Executive Director for Safety Services Terry Moses points to recent fires that were set at Adams and Enders Elementary, where playgrounds had to be replaced because of the arson.
Crime prevention through environmental design was not only just looking at the daytime activities, but what occurs on our playgrounds after hours. We knew that by closing in those fences, we would make a safer environment for our children.
Moses adds the fences are most needed for security during school hours. She says a fence means kids cannot be readily approached by strangers. School Board President Mike Rohde tells KSN News the board will consider the option of keeping the playgrounds locked after all the fences are in place.
President Trump appeared at a campaign-style rally in Minnesota last evening, hours after rescinding a controversial policy at the border.
President Trump telling the crowd his crackdown on illegal immigration will continue despite ditching the family separation policy.
The border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
And he says the policy was a consequence of Democrats not doing their job.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your hospitals, your jobs, or your safety.
The president changing course on family separations after pressure increased on both sides of the aisle. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Several men from different regions of the country are being held accountable for their desire to join ISIS.
An Alabama judge sentenced Azeez Ihab Saeed to 15 years in federal prison for planning terror attacks in the U.S. He pleaded guilty in March to buying materials to attack police stations and a military post near Huntsville. Saeed also said he attempted to organize a group to carry out terror plots after studying ISIS videos. Meanwhile, in Queens, New York, Parveg Ahmed pleaded guilty to attempting to support ISIS. He was taken into custody last August at New York's JFK airport after being detained in Saudi Arabia. Federal investigators found recordings and messages on devices confirming his ISIS support. If convicted, Ahmed faces 20 years in prison. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An Ohio man also pled guilty to recruiting members for ISIS. He was sentenced to 16 years in federal prison Wednesday. KNSS News Time, now 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The NBA draft is tonight. We'll have a preview, and they are on the course. The Wichita Open Golf Tournament underway this morning. We'll talk about that as well, coming up in sport.
Air Force refueling tankers set to arrive in Wichita in October. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The first KC-46 refueling tanker will be delivered to McConnell Air Force Base in October. The Boeing Corporation tweeted the announcement Wednesday morning, saying crews are working 24-7 to get the plane to the Air Force as fast as possible. McConnell has been chosen as one of the main bases for the tankers, where it will eventually be home to 36 of the airplanes. The KC-46 includes portions made by Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita.
Should a parent be prosecuted because the child has been absent from school? It's happening to one woman in St. Charles, Missouri.
Jessica Pence Nicholson admits her three sons didn't make it to school as often as they should. The St. Charles County Prosecutor's Office charged her with violation of education requirements for a child. Pence Nicholson says her 9-year-old and other sons have had to miss school for a slew of reasons, including deaths in the family, sicknesses, and a dangerous situation with her ex-husband, which gives her son anxiety.
If I have to stay up all night just because he has a bad dream, I'm not going to send him to school next day.
The courts say he had only shown up at school 50.63% of the school days.
That's Fox's Erica Tallon reporting.
The latest edition of the Oxford Online English Dictionary is out, and that means new words.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert is among the new words. So is the related phrase binge watching and microaggression, a word commonly spoken on college campuses these days to describe some sort of offense a student has taken over what someone else uttered about race, gender, or ethnicity, probably long overdue. Hip-hop, a musical genre still very much in style, but a word that's been around since at least the early 90s. Also finally making it the silent generation, or those who reached adulthood during World War II, also known as the greatest generation. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now. You like those words, Ted?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, great new words there.
You were loving the hip-hop over there.
Oh, yeah. I was doing my little hip-hop hop right there. 7:10 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now, the biggest traffic slowdown is that road construction, East Kellogg, approaching the construction on I-235, so watch out for the traffic slowdown there. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast, with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. We have a gorgeous day ahead of us. Yesterday turned out to be pretty nice, too. Winds weren't all that bad. We saw some sunshine. And as we look ahead to the rest of the day today, we're starting off on a pleasant note, 65, just a few clouds out in the distance. And winds will pick up out of the northwest. Under sunny skies, gusty at times, up to 30 miles per hour. We'll see temperatures warming through the middle 80s, calling for a high of 86 here in Wichita. We'll keep the same great weather going into Friday. We'll slap on some more clouds. And then we do see rain chances increase Friday night into early Saturday morning. In the short term, that's going to be our best rain chance for the weekend time frame. But otherwise, warmer temperatures follow that into Sunday. That's when we'll see highs in the upper 80s to right around 90 degrees.
Wow, it is nice this morning. Huh?
Oh, so pleasant. It's just a nice breath of fresh air. And, you know, we were kind of joking earlier this morning. I mean, it's like, are we doing spring now? Or
yeah,
what are we
yeah.
doing?
And
what,
this
like,
is the first
like a season flop.
First day of summer and we're doing spring.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy?
Yeah, I mean, and really no triple-digit heat expected for the next 7 days. It's just unbelievable.
So did you pull out your electric blanket last night?
No. No.
Not quite, huh?
What do you mean when I woke up, when I went to bed yesterday afternoon?
There you go.
That?
Hey,
yes.
Listen, the rainfall amount at Eisenhower, what, two one-hundredths of an inch?
Isn't that pathetic?
Measure that with a Q-tip or what? That's
pretty much.
Wow. It was,
and that's just incredible,
it's pitiful.
And then you look in western Kansas, and they got several inches of rain. And I had a lot of people that are like, I will not ask for rain again forever.
Give us
a couple weeks to dry out, and then we'll start begging again.
All right. Well, this sounds good this morning. Thank you. Appreciate your time. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:13 now, Steve, and 10 in the morning. And it's called Champions for Change. And it's going to be on CNN this week. And it's going to be on Saturday night. And the host, this is going to be about hunger in America. And with us this morning is the host, Sanjay Gupta. Hey, nice to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
We've had you on before, and always to you. Now, we can hear your updates at 6:50 every morning here with Steve and Ted. And today you're talking about this this special TV thing you're doing about Champions for. Tell us about Champions for Change, Sanjay.
Well, this is a program that we've had on CNN for a few years now, and it's just, you know, all of us reporters and anchors, we cover these stories all over the world, and there's organizations and people that we come in contact with that are not the ones that are going to make the headlines, but we know are doing just this incredible work, and we want to work with them, profile them, and tell their stories. We think it's really important. They are these champions for change. As you mentioned, the sort of organization I focused on was one that feeds hungry people in the United States. Bill Weir, one of our anchors, focused on homelessness in New York. Anderson Cooper focused on orphans in Haiti. Allison Camerata focused on Project Smile. There's 12 different organizations, and they all have had this profound impact on us, and we decided to give them some more notoriety.
Little attention. This is going to be on Saturday night, June 23rd, at 7 p.m. our time, and it's a one-hour show. But, give them a little attention. Maybe somebody, you know, will decide, hey, I want to support those folks, the great work they're doing.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you're talking about hunger in America. The thing that really is disturbing to me, because I do not, and I never have in my family or my home, I do not waste food. You know, you eat what you got, and that's it. But I know that we waste so much food in this country every day. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It's really astounding. I mean, you know, people know that there's rampant consumerism in the United States. We're a very wealthy nation, obviously, and you know, people are very, very respectful of that. But I think when it comes to our food, for whatever reason, whether it's in the fields, whether it's on the docks, in stores, in restaurants, and in our own homes, we waste a lot of food. I mean, it's abhorrent. 40% roughly of the food is wasted in this country. Now, that's tragic enough, but part of the reason I really wanted to do this story was that in addition to 40% of the food being wasted, there's 1 in 6 children who are food insecure at any given time, meaning they're not sure if they're getting the next meal,
right?
Not sure when it's coming or if it's coming. And how do you have both of these things be factual at the same time? We waste 40% of our food, and kids are hungry in this country at the same time.
Yeah,
that is a math problem to me.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of a logistic thing. And we have here in Wichita, we have a place called the Lord's Diner, which has been feeding people free every afternoon at like 5:30 for several years now. And
fantastic.
That it is a terrific. I guess you would call it a soup kitchen, Sanjay. But it's get a good meal, and it's a really neat deal. But you're looking for some success stories, like you said. When you go out to cover the news, you're usually looking at something that's going wrong, because that's why it's news.
Right.
You run across all these great stories, and you're going to share a few with us, huh?
That's right. And these organizations, I mean, look, these are Feeding America is a nonprofit, and I think all the organizations that are being profiled are nonprofits. They are you know, usually run by folks who have devoted their lives to a particular issue. They could not stand to sit on the sidelines and do nothing, so they got up there and did something. You know, my champion, for example, is a woman who spent her childhood hungry. Mm-hmm. She spent her childhood food insecure. And it's painful to hear her stories, physically, emotionally, what she went through. But now she came out the other side, and she said, I am now going to devote my life to feeding people so that they don't have to live the life I led. I just think it's incredible work. And again, you know, we're not asking people, they're not asking people to turn their lives upside down. It is about, you know, not wasting food. I'll give you a simple example. The use-by and sell-by dates that you see on food.
Right, right.
Those are not even mandated or required by the government. The only thing that requires these sorts of use-by or sell-by dates is infant formula. All the other use-by, sell-by dates are really just a marker for the food companies themselves. Maybe they indicate freshness. They indicate something like this, but not spoilage per se.
Oh. So
for example, canned meat. You get canned tuna.
Yeah.
You have a quote-unquote expiration date on it.
Right.
What we found is that that can last 5 years past that date.
Really?
5 years.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
But what happens? People see the date. Oh, too bad. Throw it out.
Yeah.
And you know who likes that, by the way?
The tuna companies.
I mean, that's how they're moving product. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to get too cynical about this, but look, if it weren't for hungry people, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Food
right.
companies do whatever they want to do. But the fact that food is getting tossed instead of eaten and people are going hungry, that shouldn't happen.
And there's
that can be fixed.
The subtext that I run into every week here, and I do an interview show every weekend about it, volunteers in this country are just amazing. There are a lot of people doing a lot of volunteer work.
Oh, yeah. The entire organization is run by volunteers, and they have to turn volunteers away. When I was in Colorado Springs, they had to turn volunteers away because there were so many that were showing up to try and do this sort of work. So there's a lot of great people out there, the people who want to roll up their sleeves and feed the hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all are capable of being empowered on this one because, as you said, you grew up not wasting food. That does make a difference. This isn't just a platitude from your parents.
Yeah.
This does make a difference.
Hey, Sanjay, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Again, the show is called Champions for Change. It's on Saturday night at 7 p.m. on CNN. Sanjay's going to be a part of that, and you can hear Sanjay's updates, Sanjay Gupta, every morning at 6:50 right here with Steve and Ted. Thank you, sir, for being with us. It's 7:19 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. And today we are talking about golf, right, Ted?
Yep, it has arrived. The 29th annual Wichita Open Golf Tournament is underway. The first groups teed off about 20 minutes ago, so they are on the course. The final groups will tee off at 2:15 this afternoon. We'll have 156 players on the course out at Crestview Country Club today for the annual stop in Wichita for the Web.com Tour. Let's check in with Jay Delling, the media relations director for the event, and he appeared on Sports Daily on KFH with Shane Dennis and Bruce Hurdle.
Growing the rough, probably, an extra half inch to an inch. Although, in today's game, guys, these guys just bomb it.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Brooks Koepka say, I don't give a crap. I'm going to blast at 330. If I miss the fairway, I still got a wedge in my hand versus, some other mortal guy that's hitting a 7 or 8 iron in. So it's really the rough. They'll let grow a little bit. And if a guy's putter's hot, he's going to win. They're all going to hit 15 greens. They're all going to hit 15 greens. They're all going to get up and down probably 2 of the 3 times they don't hit greens. It's all going to boil down to guys making putts.
By the way, Jay Delling and Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of the Wichita Open on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon right here on KNSS, as they have done every year. Wichita, one of 4 original tour events still around on the tour. And Wichita does a great job hosting this. And the oldest player in the field today is 48-year-old lefty Canadian Mike Weir, who won the 2003 Masters.
Wow.
He's recovering from an injury and back on the Web.com tour and trying to get back to where he was.
How about that?
There you go. Wichita Open is underway out at Crestview Country Club. Tonight is the NBA Draft taking place in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center for 2 rounds of the NBA Draft. Wichita State's Landry Shamet is hoping that his name is called in the first round tonight. We might hear some KU names in the draft tonight, maybe in the first couple of rounds. V. Mikhailuk, Malik Newman, Devontae Graham, Billy Preston. Not sure where those guys will go, but we'll see how many KU guys get drafted tonight. That you can listen to live coverage of the NBA draft at 6 o'clock tonight, and that's live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball last night downtown Wichita. The Wingnuts taking on the Sioux Falls Canaries. Wichita was behind 3-1 about halfway through this one, but came back and scored 5 runs to win it 6-3. The Wingnuts have now won 9 of their last 10, including 5 in a row. Wichita going for the 3-game sweep tonight, hosting the Canaries again, 7:05 at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Wingnuts right now are 4 games out of first in the South Division in second place. Major League action last night up in Kansas City. The Royals hosting the Texas Rangers to wrap up a long and winless homestand. The Rangers won the game 3-2 as Kansas City loses its ninth in a row. Kansas City now 2-16 in the month of June, losing those games by an average score of 6-2. It's an off day today for the Royals as they get ready for a pretty long stretch on the road. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 7:22 now. Keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The far left is going even crazier, says Rush. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.